Good evening, America. Thank you for joining with us again as the Republic leadership has gone over, we know who we are, do you know who you are? And so tonight, we finish up this segment with proclamation of right to claim an interest and what that means. What that means in God's standing, what that means in the world's standing, and what that means in who you decide you are. And so with that, I'll ask Judicial Officer Roger Waters to give us his perspective from a judicial side, what this means when we filed this claim along with our Declaration of Sovereign Intent. Good evening, Roger.
Thank you, Governor. You know, the interesting thing is, if you put it in a modern day setting so everybody can kind of visualize it, when you buy something at the store and you've looked at it, it's nice, but until you actually pay for it, it's not yours. Once it's yours, you can do what you want with it. The same process happened here. Founding fathers did something with Britain. They beat them. They beat them bad. We got our independence. We got our liberty. We got our justice. Then it was taken away. Unlawfully, illegally. And for the last 150 some years, Americans all over this country have been living as slaves, and most of them didn't even know it. Then in 2010, a very interesting thing happened. A group of people got together, formed some grand juries across the country. That turned in to be the Republic for the United States of America. They met in Utah. They came out with a document called the Declaration of Sovereign Intent and the Proclamation of Claim and Right of Interest. Now, it was sitting on the shelf, and it looked pretty. It looked good. It said what it said. I mean, we were taking our authority. We were taking our land. We were going to do all that, but it still just sat on the shelf. Till one day, an individual took it to The Hague, turned it in. That's the world. Took it to the Joint Chiefs, turned it in. That was the U.S. military. Took it to the UN. Took it to that body of people from all over the world there. We were internationally recognized. We were nationally recognized, even though they didn't like it. We're here, and we're here to stay. That document gives us the right and the authority to take back what our founding fathers gave us. And where did they get it from? They got it from heaven. So what we in this republic, what we are, what we represent, and what our intent is to use what heaven gave us, the law. But for you, the American people, what it gives you is your land back, your money back. Everything that you own and possess isn't the banks, it isn't the governments, it's yours. You earn it, you keep it. That's what the founding fathers gave us. We didn't have that until 2010. Then in 2012, it became international law because it was turned into The Hague. Once it's turned in there, it's like put up on the wall for everybody to see it. In case you don't know, The Hague is the world court, and all judges from around the world that go there from all different nations get information about other nations there. They hold courts for other nations there. They know everybody from around the world in the judicial side of things from each country that's a member. All those countries know who we, the Republic, are. And this is why the corporate government continues to do everything they can to hide us, to hurt us, to keep us from talking. They don't want our stuff on YouTube because we speak the truth. They speak the lie. We live in light. They live in darkness. They don't want us here. And it's too bad because we are here. And not only that, the more people that come into this republic, the bigger, the more powerful we get when we can start turning states over to the republic form of government because of you, the people, demanding it, the quicker the corporation goes bye-bye. And that is what they are so afraid of, is that the American people will stand up and take back what's rightfully theirs. And that is what the claims and interest is all about. It starts out little and goes big. It can start out big and go little, but either way you look at it, the claims and the interest is everything that you have, that you own, that you work for, that you possess. It goes back to you, not the bank. And if you know what's going on in the news right now, you'll understand what they're trying to do with the Federal Reserve and the Treasury Department. They want to own your bank account, meaning if you don't have the shot, you can't access your money. That's where it's going to, folks. We need to stop it. Get in the Republic. Join us. Take your country back. Take your claims and your interest for your individual lives, for your county, for your city, and for your state. Because once we do that, then we go back to the way it was, which was good. It's what our founding fathers gave us, and that's what they wanted us to have till the end of time as we know it.
Thank you, Roger. Claims and interest. That says an awful lot in a very few words. It goes back to our right to make individual choices. It goes another facet of that perspective is that it's also who owns the assets of the corporation. The largest corporation on earth. Who owns the assets of the corporation? And if we have a bankrupt corporation, then do we not own its assets? Because we created it. It created as a corporation what it created, and now that it's done, we're still here and we're still responsible. So am I correct in that analogy, Roger?
Yes, sir.
Well, that means we own the satellites. That means we own the rockets. That means we own the patents, the technology. We own it all because we created it. Am I getting carried away here, Roger?
No, the people go to work. They pay their taxes, right? That tax money goes to D.C. It gets distributed to the Defense Department, who then makes the satellites or makes the jet aircraft or so forth. So it's the people's money that buys it. And if it's the people's money that buys it, then who's owner? The people.
Then that means that we own all the military equipment out there that our military has.
Yes, it does.
It's getting interesting. Getting interesting. Then if the corporation is bankrupt, at best they could print more script, more fake IOUs and promises to pay the military, or I guess the people, the military are the people, I guess the military then are getting paid again by the people rather than a corporation that doesn't exist anymore. Would that be right?
Well, when I was in the military active duty, in both the Marines and the Navy, I can tell you this. They would tell us all the time that you thank the taxpayers because it's the taxpayers that are paying our salary. So that would be correct, sir.
Somebody here on the call got a quick calculator? I guess I do. They say that birth certificate bonds are worth $10 million at birth. Assuming that's correct, and I know people have gone down that rabbit hole and verified it, there is approximately 350 million people in the United States today. That means that we have 3.5 to the 15th power if they cashed in all of our birth certificate bonds. Because you got to remember the corporation is going bankrupt, right? And so when corporations go bankrupt, don't they usually sell assets to balance the books and figure out what's left over? Goes to the first in line, first in time. Am I right there, Roger?
That's exactly what a corporation does, called downsizing.
And how many people does Agenda 21 and the New World Order want to eliminate? 90% of us?
All the way down to 500 million around the world.
So if they depopulate the earth and they got all that money worldwide for all the birth certificates, and all they got to do is stay in power long enough to collect it. Am I right on that?
Well, that would be their thinking. That would be anybody's thinking, right? It's called defrauding the bank or defrauding the corp or whatever. You're just trying to get rid of people to collect on what you want. There are words for that. They don't even use those anymore because they commit that crime in D.C. every single day. So they've eliminated those laws. So, yeah, you're right.
But they call this legal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's only legal for them, though, see.
Yeah, but it's not lawful, but it's legal.
Right.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Big difference. Wow, this is getting really interesting. So we're watching the corporation bankrupting itself. We're watching a mass number of people to die off. There's going to be a lot of money in their pockets. They're wanting to go to 500 million people worldwide. And they're going to have all the money just like a cattle rancher that liquidated his herd and he just got his seed stock left over. Pretty much the picture then, isn't it?
Yeah. Can I speak into something real quick?
Sure.
You know, you mentioned just a couple times about people dying off and then they collecting the money. You know, when a corporation goes bankrupt, the first thing the court tells them to help settle the whole thing, the whole case with them, they need to downsize. Well, when you downsize, you get rid of people. That's the first thing you do. You get rid of people. Then what happens? You're able to save money. So when you transfer this over to the corporation government, the way they get rid of people, well, they kill them. But how do you do that without, you know, getting caught? The way they're doing it right now, called a shot. This is how they're doing it. Now, if you don't believe me, I got family members, two of them in just the last month and a half, that out of nowhere just got bone cancer. Both of them had all, they're fully, you know, got their shots. And now they got cancer. Now, how is that possible? This is how they're eliminating the stock. And you got to remember that if people die in the corporation because of their birth certificate, they get to use that money on a daily basis, trading for securities on the market, and then they get to cash in because the person is no longer there. Well, guess who owns the bond on the person called the birth certificate? Well, the government does. So they make double on the birth certificate because somebody dies. See, they die of natural causes, though, right? See, that's the stipulation. They can't be murdered or killed. They have to die of natural causes, old age, whatever. So you give them a disease that they die by. They died of natural causes. Welcome to the 21st century, folks, because with the help of a few individuals from this country and three other nations, this is what's going on right now. And the governor is right. They are downsizing the nation. And the best way to do it is to have people die of natural causes. And they're not even dropping bombs to do it.
So let's look at this for a minute. All they have to do, the de facto, the cabal, is to stay upright and in power. But as this house of cards has collapsed around them, they're not going to be a player anymore. So at this point in forward thinking, we can eliminate it. And so now we have an issue about who controls that pile of money that's laying on the table. And my perspective is that according to what we've done for the American people, we're first in line, first in time at that table. As long as we, the American people, choose to show up to the game. If we choose not to show up as the Republic behind the code of law that we've followed, then what that means is that pile of money is there for the taking by whoever is the biggest boy on the block. Am I looking at that right, Roger?
Yeah, because it's like baseball. You walk a guy, you don't want to, but you wind up walking a guy, he's on first base. Now, he didn't get a hit, but he's there. And, well, you still got three outs to get, but the guy's still on first base. That's what this Republic is doing right now. We're standing there and we're waiting. And we're waiting for a play to be made. And we're waiting. And eventually you hope that they forget about us for just a little while. And they go off and they do something stupid, and they completely go down. We're waiting in line, and we're next. And that's a good thing for the American people, because whenever there's a void, something is going to fill in. And if it's not going to be this Republic, the American people do not want what would fill that in. They want us.
That's right, sir. But the point we need to drive home now is that it's the American people through our foundation, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our Jay Treaty that gives us standing to stand there in behalf of the American people, representing the American people, whether they know it or not, in this conversation as to claims and interests. But if they are not part of the Republic, then they are not one of us. And that means that they have disavowed their claims and interests. Would that be a correct way of saying that, Roger?
Yes.
But, you know, that's just one aspect of all of this. There's another aspect. The other aspect is what gives us that right. And author of the Re-Inhabited books, 1 and 2, and Jean Herbert and her husband, David. Jean, would you like to speak into this conversation? What's on your heart?
I think that where you both have been is good. It's foundational, and it's also stunning. I'm aware that the sorcery that was done on the God's creation of the flesh and blood man and woman when they used the birth certificate to create bonds and money. It's all about money, and made the American people chattel. So to hear you bring that forward and connect what's going on with the volume of death from this, I can't even call it a, you know, the V word, because it's it's not technically the V word. It's a death shot. And to tie in what's happening, it's just proof more of how essential and necessary it was. What a gift from God it was that he had, you know, men and women that stood up back in 2010 and did this, that on behalf of the American people, and right on the document, it states there that we the people and God we trust present and hereby serve notice of claim and interest and continue in peace and offer conditional forgiveness. So this was served on, as Roger had brought up, the parties. The law of nations was followed to the T. It was done perfectly. Notice of service, we have proof of service to all of those agencies, those different organizations, filing that notice, or not filing, but serving notice. We don't have to file or ask anyone for permission. It's a God-given right for the American people, and this was done on behalf of the American people. We, the people, and God we trust, presents this. So notice was given, and with this document was served the Declaration of Sovereign Intent, and that it was. It was serving notice that there was an intention for the American Republic to go forward and be restored and to do it lawfully and peacefully. So it's run parallel. And the big moment is when the Federal Reserve collapses, which it was designed to do, and at the same time, the corporation, the corporate democracy that masquerades as the republic that operates out of Washington, D.C., is going to collapse too. Look at the debt in the trillions. That's not manageable. That's the creator would not have his people operate on debt. The kingdom operates on value and worth. And so we have a right by the creator who's mentioned in the Declaration of Independence four times, and by the laws of nature and of nature's God, we the people have the right to throw off these Luciferian taskmasters, and the way was paved in 2010, and we're holding it. We're holding the title. We're holding the seats for the American people, and they have to want their republic back. They have to see their heritage in what's been done, and then stand up, fill offices in their free states as needed, and bring this thing forward, get their free states populated. It's of God. It's a provision. It's our heritage. It was given to us by our forefathers and our founding fathers, and there was a lot of blood that was spilled, and we're not going to let that be in vain. There was blood that was spilled to pay the price for us to live in the jurisdiction of liberty on this land. So that's my two cents in all of that, sir.
Thank you, Jean. David Hurtler, I have a comment to make. The way I remember written in the good book is that the Lord teaches us not to be a debtor, nor should we be chattel for other people's debts. But yet, essentially, that's what the church has been subjugated to throughout this reign of kings. I'll let you speak into that. What does the Lord put on your heart?
Well, thank you, Governor Carpenter. That's the problem. The people don't know where that collection money is going, where it should be going. It should be going to the needy people in their community. In fact, there's a church in this area here where two people that left the church asked the pastor, where's the money going? And he would not answer. So this has to be revamped, if you will. You know, I just want to say this. I want to echo everything that my wife Jean has said. And I'm so excited just to close this out about the three branches of government in each state are all going to be God-fearing people coming up around the corner, as well as the national government. And I'm excited about the people embracing the Declaration of Independence coming around the corner here, knowing that Christianity is the foundation of our government, and getting back, taking away the straw man, and they made us a corporation. Get rid of that, flesh and blood, and you know, getting our Bill of Rights back, getting our unalienable rights back. I'm excited, and to have true representation of the people, and cleaning up the courts with common law, having a judge walking in with the Bible and all rise, and getting rid of the 501c3 in the worship centers across America, and cleaning up on the de facto amendments that they made over the last 150 years, if you will, and cleaning up the real estate taxes, and embracing this commonwealth. The republic is a commonwealth to become a virtuous people so we can enjoy liberty. And not only that, that we can have true national sovereignty back again, and that we can have a government run by God's laws, and maybe graduates coming out of the universities can have a biblical worldview in education. And hey, put prayer back in school and Bible curriculum. Hey, I'm excited, Governor Carpenter.
Thank you, David. So this is your life, America, and we're in the throes of this battle. We all know we're having problems. That's nothing new. We all have our own problems plus more. But we're looking for solutions. And the solution is to control your future, to control the heritage that God gave you as his child. Free will, as long as it doesn't harm anyone else. Justice for one and all, and a representative government of for and by the people. And so we have the platform, we have the lawful standing, we have the public interest at heart, and we have the opportunity that we're presenting to you to come on board and stake your claim in the American dream of the republic, not a corporate democracy. And now's the time for us Americans to come together in unity and make our voices heard and stake our claim. And you can do that by going to the website, republicfortheunitedstatesofamerica.org. Go to the Where Do I Begin tab. You can read our documents that's filed with the world. You can sign up for emails and follow-up conversation. You can communicate with us through this network. We're looking for leaders, for people to help prepare their states for the freedom that we all seek to enjoy. And those leaders need to refresh themselves with the Herder's books available on Amazon or through their website, 3 Inhabited Books 1 and 2, required reading for everyone who wants to know their truthful history, so that we can see clearly who the enemy is and what they represent. Thank you, America, for sharing this time with us. God bless the Republic.